Christmas balls.
Christmas balls.
Balls with bows of
there we go.
Yeah. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, open up your coats, drop your pants, and get ready to expose yourselves to another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to see who will be the masters of the Inquisition. This is an end-of-season episode special, and we will review the year 2023 and also get a bit Christmassy. So let's meet the players. So on Team 1, we have Christy, Simon, and Grant. And you guys, you have chosen which team name?
Elf.
So you guys are the Elves?
We are the Elves.
Okay, and Team number 2, we have Kuba, James, and Debbie. And you have chosen?
Bolts.
The Balls. Interesting. Okay, so they have to pick something Christmassy. What has been your highlights or most significant or overriding moments of 2023?
Slow down, everyone. One at a time.
I will admit something that happened to me that I will probably remember this year for, which is that I planned, because I'm the one that always does the travel plans in my house. And so I was planning a special anniversary trip to Austria to a very fancy hotel, which is where I proposed, or the town is where I proposed marriage to my wife, Daisy. And so we drove 5 hours and we lugged our luggage through the village. It's Hallstatt, which is, there's no car, so you have to like walk a long ways to get to your hotel. It was about, 45 degrees centigrade. And so we got to the hotel to check in. And it was a beautiful day, but very hot. Got there, and I had made the reservation for the next year. And there was not a room to be had in the entire village.
Wow.
Yeah. So
at least you saw a future in the marriage.
So I won't explain what happened after that, but it was not the greatest day of 2023.
Memorable, though.
Memorable, very memorable.
Anyone else, any significant overriding moments of this year?
Well, I had a big birthday and I went to Rome with my son and Tereska and his girlfriend and watched Ireland beat Italy in rugby.
Okay, well, we are getting to the end of 2023 and this is the last episode of this season of The Inquisition, and we'll start with round one back and forth. Each player gets 6 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer. But you can pass it to another team and they can answer for 1 point and you don't risk losing a point. Everyone ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so team one, the Elves. The funeral of Pope Benedict took place in which month this year, 2023? Pope Benedict's funeral was which month this year?
I'm not sure.
We don't know.
Let's pass it. We're going to pass.
You're going to pass? Okay, team two, Balls.
It's risk-free. So I don't think it was recent. Because we would, like, I would remember if it was recent. So it must have been early in the year. Like,
let's
January.
January. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. January.
You are correct. It was. One
point. Suck on it.
Okay, and team two, your first question of the round. Finland became the 31st NATO member this year. Which month?
Ooh.
Which month did Finland join NATO?
Let's risk.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit.
You gotta go for it?
Balls to the walls.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
We're going with the month of June.
You are incorrect. Oh. -2 points. Elves, it's not going to get you any points, but would you have known?
It's not going to get us points?
No. Oh, we don't get a point?
No.
But
whatever the answers were right. Well,
I was going to say July.
It was April.
Oh, was it
April?
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad.
Okay, question two to the Elves. Who was unanimously re-elected president of China in March this year? Who was unanimously re-elected president of China in March 2023?
Xi Jinping.
Yeah, we don't have
shock
to
shock horror, you are correct, Xi Jinping. Okay, team two, Balls. Chris Hipkins succeeded whom as Prime Minister of New Zealand in January this year?
What was her name?
Her name?
Jacinta.
Oh my god.
Is that enough?
Jacinta? No, it's not enough.
Yeah, so we should just pass.
Let's pass.
You're gonna pass?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna give up on New Zealand, as everyone should.
I'm not. The Inquisition.
Everyone should.
Okay, team one for 1 point.
Jacinta.
Jacinta.
Arden.
Arden.
I'll give you that. Jacinta Ardern. Okay, so 1 point to the elves.
Hey, you're right.
Okay, question number three to the elves. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest this year?
Ooh.
I think it was in May. Which country won the Eurovision Song Contest in May this year?
Should we pass?
Yeah, let's pass.
We're going to pass.
You're going to pass, okay. Balls?
So
1 point.
So they won it last year, and it was supposed to be held in Ukraine, but because of the war, it was held in London this year.
I still
think
they won.
But they might have won a second.
But who won it?
I think. Should we go for that? Do you have a better answer?
They definitely won
it's
the year
before.
I don't know if they won again this. I sort of really think it was Netherlands.
Okay, do it.
The Netherlands.
No, it wasn't. But no minus points or anything. It was Sweden.
Oh,
Sweden.
Team 2 Balls, question 3 to you. Which city hosted the Eurovision Song Contest this year?
So, London.
Minus 2 points. It
what?
Is Liverpool.
Oh,
I actually just said that.
You said it out loud.
I said it to you guys.
No. I didn't hear you.
They got it wrong. Okay, question number 4 to the elves. Who was removed as Speaker of the US House of Representatives in October this year?
That would be Kevin McCarthy.
It was Kevin McCarthy. That's 2 points. And question 4 to Team Balls. Who replaced Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? Okay, so do you have an answer for who replaced Kevin McCarthy?
Johnson.
Okay, I will accept that, Johnson. It was Mike Johnson, so that's 2 points. That puts you up to plus one. Elves are on two. Okay, question number 5 to Elves. Who won the Women's Football World Cup in August this year? Who are the winners of the Women's Football World Cup in August this year?
Everything's American.
We're going to pass.
You're going to pass. Okay, so Team Balls, winners of the Women's Football World Cup this year?
We'll let the winner answer this one.
Spain!
It was Spain, that's 1 point. That's what
of course it was
two.
Spain!
Ah, with the whole drama with the kiss.
Question number 5 to Team 2 Balls. Who won the UEFA Champions League in May this year? Who won the UEFA Champions League in May this year?
Man City, right? Manchester City.
It was Manchester City, 2 points. Balls up to 4, Elves on 5. Question 6, final question of the round for each team. I'm going to give you a month and a date from this year. You will have 20 seconds to write down what day of the week that date fell on.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I will give you 4 points if you are correct. But if you're wrong, minus 2 points. If you don't answer, you lose nothing, but there'll be nothing passed over. Team 1 Elves and then Team 2 Balls, two different dates. Team 1 Elves, April 3rd. Team 2 Balls, May 16th. Team 1 Elves, April 3rd. Team 2 Balls, May 16th. What day of the week? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Are you going to answer or are you going to pass?
I'm going to answer.
You're going to answer. You guys, Team 2?
Pass.
You're going to pass, okay?
I'm hoping it's Monday, April the 3rd.
You are correct, actually.
Come on,
Monday, 4 points.
It's my birthday. I remember the.
Well done.
And you guys chose not to answer. What would you have thought? March, May 16th.
I would guess it's a Tuesday.
You should have gone for it. It was a Tuesday.
Oh my goodness.
But it's still early doors. So after round one, elves are on 9, balls are on 4. Debbie needs wine. Okay, so we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 6 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. Everyone ready to go?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so round 2, question 1. What is the name of the Beatles song that was released in November 2023? The name of the Beatles song released in 2023. Okay, question number 2. The alleged Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of which US state this year? The alleged Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of which US state this year? Okay, question 3. Following the Hamas attacks on October 7th this year, on October 8th, Israel formally declared war for the first time since which war in 1973? So I want the name of the war from 1973. So again, after the Hamas attacks on October 7th this year, Israel formally declared war on October 8th for the first time since which war that took place in 1973? So the name of that war. Okay, question four. Which country's spacecraft became the first spacecraft to land on the moon's south pole in August 2023? Which country's spacecraft became the first to land on the moon's south pole in August
2023? Like, seriously.
Okay, question number five. Who was the leader of the Wagner Group that staged a minor coup in June this year against Russia? Full name, first name, last name. Question number six is a two-pointer. I'll give points accordingly. So the first part, which country won the Rugby World Cup in October this year? And for a second point, who was the only country to beat those winners in the tournament? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number two. Same as, same as. So starting with team number one, Elves. The name of the Beatles song?
Now and Then.
And team two, Balls?
Now and Then.
Okay, so that is a point and a point. Team two, the alleged Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of which US state?
When we went for Reagan.
Oregon.
And team one?
We went for South Carolina.
2 points is South Carolina. Well done.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Okay, team one. Following the Hamas attacks on October 7th, on October 8th, Israel formally declared war for the first time since which war in 1973, you guys said?
Yom Kippur.
And team two, you guys said?
Yom Kippur.
Okay, so that is a point and a point. Team two, Balls. Question number four, which country's spacecraft became the first to land on the moon's south pole in August this year?
India.
And team one, you said?
We said India too.
Okay, so that's a point and a point. Okay, team number one, the leader of the Wagner Group who staged a minor coup in June this year, you said?
Yevgeny Prigozhin.
And team two?
Yevgeny Prigozhin.
Okay, you are both correct. That is another point and a point. And finally, team Balls, last question of the round. Who won the Rugby World Cup this year in October? Debbie?
South Africa!
And team one, you said?
It was Ireland. It was South Africa and Ireland.
And which team was the only team that beat South Africa in all of that shit?
Ireland.
Ireland. And team one?
We said Ireland.
You said Ireland, so that is a point and a point. So at the end of that round, the Elves picked up 8, so that puts them on to 17. And the Balls picked up 6, that puts them on to 10. Okay, so we move on to round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 6 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points, and as a bonus, 3rd point if they get the answer bang on. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, so on August 1st this year, the world's oceans reached a new record high temperature. How much was that temperature to the nearest degree Celsius? Okay, question 2. In November this year, 2023, the Premier League football team Everton were deducted how many points for a breach in financial fair play rules? In November 2023, Premier League football team Everton were deducted how many points for a breach in financial fair play rules? Okay, question number 3. In the Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many ladies dancing are given in the song? In the song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many ladies dancing are given in the song? Okay, question 4. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever was how tall in meters to the nearest meter? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever was how tall in meters? Okay, question 5. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You was released in which year? Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You was released in which year? Everyone ready?
Let's do it.
So this is strictly 30 seconds, pens in.
Oh no.
In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what is the total number of gifts given over the 12 days accumulated?
Well, it's
30 seconds easy. Go. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what is the total number of presents given accumulatively over the 12 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number three. Team number two, balls. This year on October 1st, 2023, world's oceans reached a new record high temperature. How much to the nearest degree Celsius, you guys said?
We said 22.
And team one, else?
We said 14.
Correct answer is 21. So 2 points for the warmer balls in those warmer oceans.
Warm balls.
Told you.
That's so sad.
It is sad. Question number two to the elves. How many points were Everton deducted in November 23 for financial fair play rules breaches?
10.
And team two balls?
10.
10, so that's a point and a point. Question number three to the balls. How many ladies dancing in the song 12 Days of Christmas?
11.
And elves, you said?
9.
You are bang on, so it is 9. So 3 well points done, to Christy, the elves. Well stuff. Done. Elves, according to the Guinness World Records, tallest Christmas tree ever, how tall in meters?
We put down 51.
51, and balls?
42.
It is 67.36, that is 2 points to the elves. Balls, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas was released in which year, you guys said?
1997.
And elves?
We went with 99.
It is 1994.
Oh.
That's 2 points.
I wrote that.
You did.
The balls, 2 points to the balls.
Sorry.
And finally,
this is wrong.
And question number six to the elves. In total, the number of gifts given over the 12 days in the song 12 Days of Christmas, you guys said?
78.
78.
We can't change it now.
What's your answer in then?
We wrote down 78, but I realise now
you
that's
both said 78.
Yeah.
So you both get 2 points because you're equally close. The correct answer is 364.
You have to add them all together.
Yeah. Wow. It's a cumulative over all the different days. And so at the end of round number three, elves picked up 8 points. That brings them up to 25. Balls picked up 7. They are on 17. Okay, we move on to round number four, which is called Smack My List Up. It's a new round. It's a reworking of the knockout round. Teams are given a category with multiple answers. In this case, they have 2 minutes to choose 10 answers out of a possible 15 to 19. There are 15 individual answers, 19 altogether with repeats. They write the answers down from 1 to 10 in the order they wish to present them. A correct answer is worth 1 point, and it means they can keep on playing. If their answer is not on the list, then you are knocked out for the rest of the round. So you need to think about which answers you put in which order to be strategic about it. Everyone ready to go?
Let's do it.
Yep. Yes.
So, your category list for this Smack My List Up. Name a toy that was Toy of the Year between the years 1980 to 1999. Some toys won 2 years, so if you want to take a chance and use an answer twice, you can. It will be accepted. There are 15 separate answers, 19 total answers. Because of the repeats. One toy featured 3 years in a row. 2 minutes, go.
So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
One. Okay, have you got your list of 10?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to give them to Debbie and Grant for cross-checking accuracy and
I'm just scared Debbie's not going to read it correctly.
Thanks.
I'll adjudicate on any misinterpretation of handwriting.
Okay.
I can read these out, it's fine. In a fair and honest manner. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so time is up, so let's get to the answers. So basically, any toy that was a toy of the year from 1980 to 1999, multiples are acceptable where applicable. Team 1 Elves, give me one of the toys that you said.
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Incorrect, you are knocked out.
Jesus!
What? Bristol!
So we're going maximum fun.
Cabbage Patch Kids is not there. Team 2 Balls.
Barbie.
Barbie is there.
Woo!
1 point.
You get 1 point, but you get to go again because they are frozen out. They're locked out.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi is not there.
What? Hey,
great round. Thanks
for that. Shortest round.
I was afraid of that happening. Okay, so Team Balls, you are the only team that scored a viable point on that round with 1 point. So I will actually upgrade that to 3 points. But we'll go through the rest of your lists, and anything correct on the rest of your list will get 1 point. But you get 3 points for the actually having a viable answer.
Thank you.
So, Team Elves, anything...
Can we write a letter of complaint afterwards? Weird rule change, but okay. I'll live with it. The whiskey was good.
Okay, Elves, give me another one of your answers.
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube, that'll get you 1 point. Again?
Oh
there we go.
Keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Elmo, Tickle Me Elmo, no.
Game Boy.
Game Boy was the only computer one there. I'll give you one for that, yeah.
Furby.
Furby, yeah.
Action Man.
Nope.
Lego.
Nope.
What?
Barbie.
Yeah.
Pet Rock.
Pet Rock, no. So you got 4 points out of that. It's not so bad.
Okay.
Team Balls, you already have 3 for the only viable answer on that round. What else did you have?
So we had Barbie as number one. Yeah. Number two, Tamagotchi.
No.
3, Tickle Me Elmo.
No.
4, Lego.
No.
5, Furby.
Yeah.
6, Cabbage Patch Kit.
No.
7, G.I. Joe.
No.
8, He-Man.
Yeah, Master of the Universe He-Man. That is a point. Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
9, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. That gets you a point. Yeah.
And 10, Pokemon.
Pokemon wasn't there. So at the end of that round, the elves got 4. That brings them up to 29. The Balls got 9, that brings them up to 26, it makes it a lot closer. So all in, Rubik's Cube, and then Star Wars for 2 years in a row.
No.
Then Master of the Universe / He-Man. Transformers 2 years in a row. Sylvanian Families 3 years in a row.
Sylvanian
weird animal-y creatures. My sister used to write
them. Never heard of that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Nintendo Game Boy, WWF Wrestlers, Thunderbirds, Power Rangers, Pogs.
Oh, Pogs.
Barbie.
Pogs.
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Then Furby, and then Furby Babies.
What?
That brought you all the way up from 1980 to 1999. Okay, we move into round number 5, which is knockout, and this is a standard knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. They get 1 point for a correct answer, and they get to keep on playing. If they get an answer wrong, they are knocked out, but team members get to keep on playing until the whole team is knocked out. And the team with the lower score starts, which is Balls. Everyone ready?
Yep.
So your category, name an episode title of The Inquisition from Season 2, including the one that comes out tomorrow morning, which was advertised in the James Joyce last Monday at the quiz. Name an episode title from The Inquisition from Season 2.
It's going to be even shorter than the toy round.
No, we can't confirm.
It'll go back and forth, so it'll go Cuba, Christy, James, Simon, Debbie, and Grant. Okay, so Cuba?
The VAR episode.
You're correct, 1 point. Christy?
Oh, sorry.
Again?
Food.
Yep, that's the one coming out tomorrow morning. 1 point. James?
Lions and the Lambs.
There's 3 keywords in that title. You've got one of them. If you get 2, I'll give you the point.
No, pass.
Okay, James, now Simon?
The Christmas special.
No, because it hasn't been released yet. I said up to including the one tomorrow morning, Simon is not dead. Debbie?
Drinks and games.
Drinks and games special, you get 1 point. Well done, Grant.
Sheeps and lambs?
I'll give you that. Sheeps, lambs, and rams. Well done. Back to Cuba.
The Premier League special.
The Premier League special, 1 point. Christy?
I'm out.
Okay, Debbie?
Cold War or America versus like...
Wrong season.
Communists? Oh, sorry.
Americans versus communists. that was from the 1985.
There was an episode though. Okay,
okay. The Watergate episode.
It was like Cuba and Igor versus Sean and Alex, I think.
Yeah, that was the 4th of July special. Okay, okay. The Cold War won.
Am I Debbie? Out?
Again?
You're out, yeah.
I'm out. No.
So okay, it's just Grant and...
Pass.
Okay, Cuba?
Oh, man. I'm the last one, right?
I think so, yeah. You're you can clear up here.
Yeah, well, I don't... That was the one after the VAR. Is that the Sheeps and Lambs, actually? Yeah, I think that was that one. No, there was a different one after the VAR that I also recorded. Oh, no, that was Drinking Games, yeah. Shit. Okay, I don't know then. I'm out.
Is that your eyes as well?
Yeah, I'm out.
Well, you have, like, Sheeps, Lambs, and Rams, World's Most Dangerous Quiz, Port of Call, Steve's Toilet Barrier, Yarpnar, Party Started, Gods of Andorra, Andorra's Box, DJ References, Literary Princesses, Waterloo, Golfer Beetle, and Team America. Okay, but at the end of that round, Elves picked up 2, they're on 31. Balls picked up 3, they're on 29.
It's very
close. Very close, got 2 rounds to go. Round number 6, the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the closest team will get 2 points. They also get 1 point for each individual correct answer. Teams must have their answers clearly written down by the end of the time. They got about 1 minute. Everyone ready to go?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so question 1. Including Rudolph, how many reindeer pull Santa's sleigh? Question 2.
Okay.
How many of those reindeer's names begin with the letter D? Question 3. How many Christmas UK number ones have the Beatles had? And question 4. To the nearest million, how many turkeys are cooked on Christmas Day in Britain? Including Rudolph, what is the number of reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh? Number 2. How many of those reindeer's names begin with the letter D? Question 3, how many Christmas UK number ones have the Beatles had? And question 4, to the nearest million, how many turkeys are cooked on Christmas Day in Britain? Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, Ben's down. Okay, Elves, what's your total?
28.
You said 28, and Balls?
37.
37. Okay, so neither of you are bang on, so we'll get back to that in a minute. But Elves, number of reindeers that pull Santa's sleigh, including Rudolph, you guys said?
8
and?
12.
Okay, you're both wrong. 9. Okay, Balls, how many of those reindeer begin with the letter D?
We have 3.
And?
Also.
3.
You're both correct. It is 3, so that's
nice,
a point.
Nice.
Donner, Dasher, and Dixon. Okay, question 3 to Team 1. Elves, Beatles have had how many UK number ones at Christmas time?
0.
0 and Team 2, Balls?
We put 7.
Correct answer is 4, so no points there, they had 4. And Balls, to the nearest million, how many turkeys cooked on Christmas Day in Britain?
15.
And Elves?
17.
It was 10.
Oh dear.
So not a lot of points picked up. And Elves, what was your total again?
28.
And Balls?
37.
So the correct actual total is 26. So that's 2 points to the Elves. That puts them up.
We got everything wrong perfectly.
Perfectly wrong.
So at the end of that round, Elves picked up 3 points. That brings them up to 34. Balls picked up 1. That brings them up to 30. So 4 points in it heading into the final round.
Nice.
Okay, we move into round number 7, the final round. Elves are on 34, Balls are on 30. Okay, this is grab the fruit, but not grab the fruit today, grab your Christmassy shit. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout their name of their Christmassy shit gets to answer. So we have elves against balls. 2 points for a correct answer. If you're wrong or you take too long, no minus points, but it gets passed to the other team. Everyone ready to go?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, round 7, question 1. Which fast food chain is associated with Christmas in Japan?
Balls.
Balls?
KFC.
It is KFC. 2 points. Question number 2. What did my love give to me on the first day of
balls.
Christmas? Balls.
A partridge and a pear tree.
It was a partridge and a pear tree. 2 points to the balls. Question number 3. December 26th is associated with which
elf.
Saint?
Elf.
Balls.
Elf.
Elf.
Stephen.
No, Chrissy.
No.
No, too slow. Balls.
Stephen.
Stephen. Question number 4. Who is the red-nosed reindeer?
Balls.
Balls.
Rudolph.
Rudolph. 2 points. Question number 5. At Christmas, what plant do people kiss under?
Balls.
Balls.
Mistletoe.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 6. Who stole Christmas?
Balls.
Balls.
The Grinch.
The Grinch. 2 points. Question number 7. Frosty the Snowman's nose is made of
frost.
Balls. Okay, elves, your free
carrot.
Answer.
Coal.
Not carrot, no. Balls.
Coal.
No, everyone's free answer.
Potato.
Chocolate.
Button.
Trees.
Debbie?
Button.
It is buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Question number 8. In which Christmas movie does Donald Trump make a cameo?
Balls.
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 Home Alone 2.
Home Alone, yes.
Home Alone 2. 2
yes.
points. Question number 9. What sauce is traditionally used with Christmas Day?
Balls.
Balls.
Cranberry.
Cranberry. 2 points. Question number 10. How do you say Happy Christmas in Spanish?
Balls.
Balls.
Feliz
Navidad.
Feliz
Navidad. Thank you, Christy.
Feliz Navidad.
2 points.
It doesn't matter if you lost anyway.
Question number 11, last question, and my favorite question in the whole quiz. What is the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard 1?
Great! Yakimoto Plaza.
Elf.
Again?
You just said
Yakimoto.
Yakimoto Plaza.
Yakimoto Plaza?
Come on, they've won anyway.
Give it to you. Yo, I'll fuck it, I'll give you the ball.
You didn't say Great instead of Elf?
You said Great, but I know you meant Elf. So we get to the end of round number 7. Elves picked up 2 points. Not the best round for you guys. That brings you up to 36. But balls, you picked up 20.
Woo!
That brings you up to 50. Balls.
Balls.
Balls to the walls.
Balls and walls indeed. But guys, thank you all for coming out. So Team Elves. Grant, Simon and Chrissy, guys, thank you so much for taking part and for making it such a special and enjoyable recording. For Team Balls, for Cuba, James and Debbie, well done, you are fucking seasoned.
Yeah.
Chris, boys, thank you so much. So, thank you for listening, thank you for everyone for taking part. We're going to take a little bit of a break for a couple of months and we'll be back in the early springtime. So keep on listening to the archived episodes. Take care. Have a good Christmas. All the best. And see you in 2024. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night. Good day. Depending on your time zone. Goodbye. Just before we start, your team names need to be something Christmassy, and it cannot be one syllable.
Balls.
Oh, damn it.
Not one syllable.
One syllable.
Oh, you know what? Okay, it can be whatever. Ever number syllable
elf,
if you want.
Elf.
And a number.
Elf.
Okay, you'll be the elves?
Balls.
Or elves.
Elves.
Balls, yeah.
Balls.
Which is kind of.
But he said
syllables.
It can't be one syllable.
No, he's
no,
changed
his
mind.
There's
been
he
a,
has changed his mind.
Yeah, you can
balls.
Be one.
Yeah.
Balls. Come on.
Balls, yeah.
I didn't know he was dead.
He died?
He just looked dead.
Yes.
Okay, team 2 balls. Chris Hipkins.
For fuck's sake.
You could have just fucking said
team
2
balls.
Especially if he's from a neighboring country.
Yeah.
neighboring. Yes.
We don't pay much attention to them, but.
Disgrace.
James, I'll have you know, I do have listeners in New Zealand for this podcast. James does not speak for the Inquisition about New Zealand.
Not anymore.
Both of them.
It is very far away.
Do I look like someone who watches Eurovision?
No comment.
No, Australia.
What is Eurovision?
Australia, they do take part in it.
They do, yeah.
Whereas New Zealand don't.
Exactly.
But it's funny, as soon as he asked that question, I was like, ah, shit, I just gave away the answer.
Well, Liverpool?
I just heard it a second ago. It's like,
he
I know
said,
it was held in
he
London.
He said Liverpool.
No,
or you said
no, he said it. I know it was held in London. And I was like, oh my God, that's going to be the next question.
Defer to the men, okay?
This is the balls team, Debbie.
Well, fortunately, the next few questions are on US politics, so that should fucking reboot out of it.
Yeah, excellent.
So I'm just going to ask you for your answer and then we'll. Okay. So, do you have an answer?
Yes. Oh, I know his last name.
Yeah.
I'd give you the last name, yeah, because you're also on my street at the moment.
Thank you. His last name is Johnson.
Good job, guys.
Well,
let's defer to the men, as we do.
Well done, you guys.
Well, this round is a downer.
Yeah, it's not the happiest round, but like...
Well, 2023 sucked.
I'm going to give a bonus point to this question.
The leader of Wagner was a handsome dude.
Justin, no, despite Debbie's arrogance...
Yeah, go on, I'll think.
Okay.
It's a good start.
Thanks, James.
I'll tap my deep resources of Christmas carols in my brain.
Really?
On the first day of Christmas, you get a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah.
In the second day,
you get two turtle doves and a partridge. So you're
now
up to four presents.
And he explodes into...
Yeah.
So exponentially...
It's a present for every day of the year except one.
Oh.
364, not 365, excluding leap years.
Did you just finish one?
And,
Did you want some?
At some point.
Does everyone...
Alright.
Does everyone need a moment?
You want some?
Anyone need a hug?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just
performance
dilly-dally.
Has definitely
no.
Dilly-dallying.
Too many men.
You know?
Yeah.
He's just like...
I can't concentrate because I'm thinking about Monday's quiz that I've got to host.
Right, everyone ready for the happy ending?
Yeah!
Oh, I can't nail it. Oh, thank God.
I've been edged long enough.